Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well done, Chime. Stairway to Heaven. Request from Wiggy, or as we sourdough bread makers like to call it, Stairway to Leaven.
Oh, I don't get a rim shot for this.
I don't know what leaven is.
Yeah, what's leaven mean?
It's bread. Yeah. It's a part of the bread process.
Leaven process.
Yeah, it's a part of the baking process.
Okay.
I mean, my God.
Learn something new every day.
I've never made bread.
I got to dumb it down. I got to go low-hanging fruit. Thank you, Shime. I knew you would. You're an intellectual.
Yeah, talk to me like I'm a fourth grader. Make jokes like if I was a fourth grader.
Dumb it down like turn the oven on with the leaven in the freaking thing.
Wiggy prefers fart jokes.
Yeah. Keep it simple for me.
Yes, he does.
Keep it simple.
All right.
Okay. Our resident furry is mocking others into...
No. Just because I know about furries doesn't mean I am a furry.
Yeah. There was a furry convention last week.
Right. We call that a
I wasn't
nerd
in
alert.
Attendance. Unfortunately.
Where was that?
I was at the convention center.
Oh, how did you see some furries?
Yeah.
Oh, you
driving did? Around. Yeah. They always have the furry head and the tail usually.
Yeah. Yes, they right. do.
It's a telltale sign. And
yes,
it's going
yes,
on.
Yes, it is.
But you know where I really want to go?
Where?
Aviva Trattoria.
Ah, it's a great spot.
In Stoneham.
Yeah.
I
want to say good morning to Rob over there, who just canceled his advertising order.
I doubt it. He loves to sit and have dinner with us. So
good morning to Rob, everyday listener of this show.
Hi, what up, Rob?
And we will be, the good news is we will be in Fort Myers for nearly a week at the end of next month for spring training. And it is all brought to you by Aviva Trattoria.
All right.
And while we're there, we're going to do a pregame where we did it last year at Ore and Iron.
Oh, that place is good.
In Naples.
Yeah, that place is good.
So we would love to hang with you while we are there. And the Red Sox are this close to signing Alex Bregman. Curtis, could happen during the show today, actually.
You know, it's almost like they spent that Soto $700 million too frivolously. It's like, take a breath. It's like Courtney before a shopping halt. Like, it's just been a wild scene. What a bunch of total and complete frauds.
Oh, they saving that
like,
money.
Like
for,
Sam sits across from me. He's like, "It's my dad's birthday today. It's good to see you. How's everything? We're going to invest." And it's like the ease with which they say these things. And now, like, what is the downside? Give me one downside to giving Bregman 5 years, $200 million.
I don't think
the
there is
only
any.
Downside. The only argument is his age and a bit of a fall off production wise. But it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Like I. You used to give guys like Manny Ramirez or Chris Sale or whomever
right.
10-year deals, and if they got your World Series in the first 5 years, then you were happy with it.
That's it.
And you kept paying him out. So the guy wants 5 years. Astros apparently are willing to give him 6 years.
Right.
Give him 5 years and get it done and add the bat. And yet, like, you're then the fans are like, okay.
And they're happy.
You know, you got a guy. You did a legit trade.
Right.
Like, thank you for doing that. You got Garrett Crochet.
No real money, though. That's just prospects.
Yeah, no, true. But you were willing to do that. And then now you got us a bat. You got us a guy who's a veteran who's going to, be a leader in the clubhouse.
Yep.
And we're, you know, bring on truck day.
And do you think Cora sits here right before February and says he was sold the bill of goods?
Yeah, I don't think he cares. Like, he got the money
and was happy.
He had plenty of opportunities to walk away. Like, he did not, you know, he had said to them, I'm not talking about this till the end of the season. And then they backed the Brinks truck up, and he was like, okay, fine, yeah, no, I'll
yeah, but everybody
about.
Told me before that Cora would have landed in a million different places.
Yeah,
so do you think that he goes into a situation knowing that, all right, because it's only a three-year extension, right?
I think he likes it here because there's never any talk of Alex Cora being fired. Mm-hmm. It's always the chief baseball officer who gets fired. So I think he...
Right, but what have they been... last place
for four out of the last five seasons.
Yeah, and I.
But they haven't been giving him a lot to work with.
Right.
I think
so
that's
why would
the
you
issue
come
that people
back if you're Cora?
Because I think that they promised him. I don't think Alex Cora comes back unless he's promised that they're going to spend this offseason. We haven't seen it happen yet. But and I also see people say like, well, Alex Bregman. Yeah, I mean his stats have gone down the last couple of years, so I'm sure the Red Sox are looking at that. Like, not really.
No.
I mean, you look at RBI, but other than that, like he's pretty much stayed consistent. He's 30 years old. Keep him till he's 35.
Yeah.
35's the new 21.
All right.
Wow, in Greg's mind.
Right. But Courtney's exactly right, and he is everything that you want as a Red Sox fan. He's a pain in the ass to play. When he was on those Astros teams in the ALCS, he was a dink to watch on the other team. But he's a talented leader who's won, who's played for Alex Cora, who, you know, he reminds me of a more talented Justin Turner. A guy that has a championship pedigree that is not going to be anything but an add to the clubhouse and be a guy that helps you get to where you want to go.
So then you believe what Greg says, Courtney. Then they did sell Alex Cora a bill of goods.
Yes, Wiggy sold me a bill of rights. Can I go home?
Maybe they sold him a bill of goods. I don't think he cares that much because I think his daughter is... Is his daughter still going to Boston College?
Yeah, I believe that she has not graduated yet.
They love it here. He doesn't want to. You know, who among us doesn't dread moving? It's the single biggest pain in the A that there is. You got to load everything up. You got to label all the boxes. I mean, it's an absolute nightmare. So I think he's probably like, fine, I'll do it.
Just content with, you know, being a manager.
Add a zero to the check.
And maybe we're last place again.
So anyway, we're awaiting news on Alex Bregman. Could come within the next 5 to 10 minutes. all right, no, Curtis? I shouldn't tease that.
No, okay. It could, right?
Okay, all right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
There he is, Shime, the great Billy Joel. Not start the bread fire. I assume that's the direction that you were going in this morning.
Well, I was more leaning in the direction of this is the Bruins player saying we didn't start this fire, I promise.
Okay, all right. Your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning. I just want to make one thing very clear. I like to try and at least attempt to be consistent as much as I possibly can in my life. So Drake May making the Pro Bowl means absolutely nothing. Nothing. Thank you very much. That's my lead this morning.
All right.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Shall I tell you, I love that hat on you.
Thank you. And it's a great hat. Shout out to Boss Man Laird. Grabbed me one from the snow show, brought it back for me, so I appreciate it.
All right.
Very comfortable.
Is Shador dropping when it comes to your mock after his performance? Was that over the weekend where he
at the Senior Bowl
did not look so great?
No, that's that you're thinking Shiloh. Shiloh's
no, I thought it was Shador who didn't look good.
No, I don't even think
Shador. I don't think he did anything.
Yeah, he's not practicing. Okay. Shiloh is the one getting cooked.
He's been struggling.
Yeah, he's been struggling because he's actually playing in the Senior Bowl. Shador, it might be the East-West game, one of them games. Shador just showed up.
He just showed up and didn't do anything?
No, I think he did like some interviews.
Well, he doesn't have to. He has the right last name.
Yeah, and he's going to be a top five pick. How many top five picks are playing in the Senior Bowl?
And his dad goes with him wherever he goes. So he's got that going.
I am excited to ask Billy O tomorrow, though, about one of his players, Ozzie Trapillo, who has been popping off a little bit at the Senior Bowl. So very excited to ask him about him.
Chime, thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning. I got to give a hat tip to my uncle and godfather, Johnny, who sent me this story. He lives in Hadley. He's a lovely man. He's to the left of Bernie, but we all love him. Sports betting and the downside of sports betting as it's in its infancy as becomes more and more pervasive across America. More and more people are going into debt. The troubling findings come via personal finance site NerdWallet, which surveyed more than 2,000 American adults about their sports betting behaviors. It found that 20% of Americans say they have bet on sports in the past year, which is a 67% increase from the year prior. What do you guys want to guess the average amount of money the American bettor places in a year?
In a year?
Yeah. Ooh.
The average.
Wow.
Yeah. The average. Jeez, I would like to say it's $500.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say
year? Yeah. No way. It's like 7,000.
Yeah.
No.
I would say average?
I'd say 1,500.
Arn, you have a problem.
Well, over the course of a year?
Jeez. Yeah.
Closest without going over, Wiggy wins.
Daddy Warbucks, Shime.
That's right. $3,284.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's 80% higher than the same people did the year prior. And what the concerning part of those that found this study relevant is that 65% of those placing bets don't do it for hobbies, but they believe it to be a sound financial investment, so much so that it has replaced their other investments in 401k or stock market or other things.
Wow.
Which has compounded. There have been a massive increase in overdrafts and credit card debt as a result of many states allowing, Massachusetts does not, but many states that allow you to place wagers with a credit card, not just a debit card. So as we get ready for all the prop betting for the Super Bowl, interesting numbers there about betting in America. Oh, and also 20% of those surveyed said they plan on investing even more next year.
Yeah.
Curtis, very informative lead.
Thank you.
Since you guys brought it up, would you like to know exactly how much I wagered in the last calendar year?
No, I want to know how much you won.
I have won about approximately $1,500 over the last calendar year.
All right.
I wagered $17,520 over the last calendar year, and I won $18,950. So there you go.
Shine.
Easy statue.
But what if you got a CD and you put $17,000, you'd get much more than $1,500 bucks.
Probably get yourself a good 7-8%.
But you have to understand, this isn't like $17,000 of deposits. Like, it's $17,000 of bets placed. So like, when you win, you continue to place bets. So you're not putting any more money in.
Right, but I'm... Okay, right.
17.
It's not an investment of money.
Mm. Muy rico.
Hey, you know?
I'll tell you what, the missus is going to have something to say about that once you put the ring on it.
Yeah, better
How do you think I paid for the ring?
Better be an open bar.
Jeez, wow, you spent a little over $1,000 on the ring. How generous.
I know, right?
Well, you remember what Michael said, Wiggy. It's 2 years' salary is what you're supposed to.
Well, I guess you're an adult. Yep. We are Americans. Yeah. If you want to gamble, go ahead and gamble.
Shime convinced Lauren the new trend on the finger was ring dings.
What?
Snack.
The ring is very nice.
It's a pastry cake.
It's a snack, right. And it's a snack, and it's a ring.
I guess that. I was thinking more like Cracker Jack bag, pull one out, there you go.
Remember, it's not the price of the ring.
Or the ring pop, maybe.
No, it's not.
But Chime got a very nice one.
It's not the price of the ring. It's the...
Rob on a golf court. Golf course, $46.56 a day on betting.
Right.
Holy guau.
Wow. So, Chime, how much of your... So that's $17,000. Is that your money?
No.
All right. So that's just, how much did you start off with?
Probably like a couple hundred bucks, like two.
So you
50,
grew a couple
like
hundred bucks
to just over $1,500. Yes.
Yeah, he didn't grow it to $17,000.
No, he said he bet $17,000.
No, he in over a year.
Yeah,
but he didn't grow it.
Wiggy's saying, how much did you put in and how much was your winnings put reinvested?
Yeah, because if you're saying at one so 17,000 over a year, that at one point
he put 17,000 in.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He has wagered 17,000.
Correct. Because I've won stuff.
Okay, well, if you want to look at it that way, you say you started with 200?
Yes.
And you ended up with 1,000?
Yeah, 1,500, yes.
Yes. Okay. So you got a...
slightly over breaking even, more or less, for how many bets you placed.
There's no way that you only put $200 of your own cash in and then grew it to 17,000. Sorry.
No, he's not saying that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, so what are you saying?
Yeah.
No, Courtney, you're misunderstanding. So basically what I did was I put in $200 and I have withdrawn over the course of time about $1,500.
I'm aware. I'm asking because you said you wagered over $17,000 over the last year. How much of that was you depositing money into the app and how much of that was your winnings reinvested to get you to that $17,000 over the year?
The vast majority of it was my winnings being reinvested.
Okay.
Yes, that I'm with you, Courtney.
That math works.
Right. So,
what do you mean? Yes, it does. Because when you win originally,
we get it. You don't have to talk to us like we're morons.
I'm not. I'm trying to explain it to you.
We both do parlays every single week. We understand the reinvestment.
You guys haven't won yet, though.
No, no. I just won an $800 parlay on the UFC 311.
Octagon.
Good job.
I guess I'm kind of like, well, if you were at 17 grand at some point.
You wasn't at 17 grand.
I was never at 17 grand, Wiggy. That's the point.
500, 700.
So I would go from like 200 to like 225.
Can I ask it this way? He just keeps putting money back in.
Yeah, right. Can I ask it this way? Yeah. Just, I think this is the best way to understand. What was your biggest point of profit? Like, what was your ceiling this year? What was your max that you were up?
One bet?
No.
Oh, at one time.
You were up.
Yeah.
Like, in my account.
Yes, in your account.
$2,500.
Okay. And then what was your lowest point?
About $10.
So you went from $10 back up to $1,800?
See, it doesn't make sense, Curtis.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, because you withdraw his teeth. Yeah. I want to know.
Courtney, I have the stat sheet in front of me.
Yes, and I'm asking for a specific number. How much have you deposited your own hard-earned cash into the app?
Since 200.
There's no way.
That's cap.
The amount of money I have deposited is $656, and the amount I have withdrawn is $804. So there you go.
And his lowest point.
What?
Curtis.
I'm looking at the number right in front of me.
But then where? I am so confused.
Yeah.
Those numbers have jumped.
His lowest point was Eversource shutting off the heat.
That's never happened.
Is that why you hate soup? Because the kitchen?
We'll get to the rest of the leads next.